Proud of Sussex. The Alice and Ferns Breakfast Show. Waking you up.
BBC Radio Sussex. Yeah, as I say, our top story, an anxious wait for a couple in Hailsham as their Ukrainian relatives seek sanctuary in Sussex.
We have family who escaped to Poland. They're entitled to come to England. We can't get them here because of the paperwork.
Rick and Marina Marsh are from Hailsham and they got in touch with us here at BBC Radio Sussex because they are really struggling at the moment to get their Ukrainian family here to safety. Marina is originally from UK and has two adult sons from a previous marriage who live over there. Her eldest Sasha is currently trapped in eastern Ukraine along with his partner and two children. But Marina's younger son, Anton, has managed to escape to Poland with his wife and two young daughters. Now they're trying to get them over to Hailsham under the government's Ukraine family scheme. They applied for their visas on the 18th of March, but despite government promises for a rapid system to process the paperwork, they are still waiting. Earlier, I spoke to Rick and Marina.
The stress we're going through now, getting Anton, you know, to Hailsham, it shouldn't happen. Mm. Our family should be here now, running around. We shouldn't be on the phone talking to the media. We should be enjoying our grandchildren as a bit of comfort.
Well, on the line now, I have Bryony Rest, an immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. It was actually heartbreaking talking to Rick and Marina earlier because you could hear the desperation in their voices, you know, and Rick himself made the point, you know, they're not the only ones going through this. This isn't an isolated case, is it, Bryony?
Morning, Alison. No, unfortunately, it isn't. We're hearing lots of reports from Ukrainian nationals ourselves calling us about delays to the process, but not just delays, just the whole red tape they have to go through to get their relatives here. It's really quite an obstructive system. There's an online form that's very long. It has lots of detailed questions about the person's previous residence in Ukraine and history, which often they haven't got access to that information anymore because they've fled quickly. They have to upload supporting documents, for example, to prove that they've lived in Ukraine. And again, when you're fleeing your home because it's being bombed, you possibly don't think to pick up your council tax bill or gas bill to show you live there.
Yeah, which kind of begs the question, is the whole system fit for purpose?
Well, the Home Office have already been much criticised before this for its operations, in particular the casework processes. You know, the parliamentary committees have been very critical in recent years about the way the Home Office operates. And there are already huge delays in their systems anyway, in considering many applications like asylum and family life cases. So what's happened? You've got a system that isn't working very well anyway, and now it's hugely burdened by obviously an urgent need to process these applications. It simply can't cope. But the government have self-inflicted this on themselves and the Home Office and, of course, these poor people, the families and the people themselves trying to come, because they didn't need to do this. They could have simply waived the requirement for Ukrainian nationals need a visa to come here, as have done all the EU, including Ireland.
Of course, they will say, I imagine, you know, we've got to carry out security checks. In fact, we went to them and that was part of the response they gave us. You know, yes, they said they're putting greater resource into the system so they can welcome people faster, but they do still need to carry out those security checks and address human trafficking. Do you understand that point?
Yes, I do understand that point, and it's raised many times by the Home Office, and I think the human trafficking point is a particularly poignant one, but the point is this is a Ukraine family scheme we're talking about. You can only sponsor somebody under the scheme if you are related. So the risk of trafficking really is pretty low for this at this scheme. Now, the Ukrainian sponsorship scheme, which is a different scheme where people can offer to sponsor someone from Ukraine they don't know, that is more at risk of trafficking, and I understand those concerns, but for the family scheme, it isn't. I mean, there's no surely suggesting that Anton and his family are at risk of trafficking from their own relatives.
What do you think this is down to then? Is it just sheer incompetence or is there something else at work here?
No, I think the Home Office are simply overwhelmed and they're trying to, diverting resources to it because we've seen other cases that we're dealing with where clients have now had emails or letters saying your case is delayed because we diverted resources to this scheme. So, but the problem is you've got a system that wasn't coping anyway and now those limited resources are diverted to this scheme. I just think the government didn't need to do this to themselves and to the Home Office and to these poor people.
Is there anything Rick and Marina can do now, you know, in terms of the law?
No, I think, unfortunately, probably have to wait. I do understand they've got two of the visas already, and it's another two they're waiting for. So the problem is any kind of legal process takes time itself. So by that time, probably they'll have the visas. I think they're probably doing everything they can. It's just so very frustrating for them. I can imagine their desperation. You can hear it in their voices. I mean, it is worth remembering as well, the UK are taking a very small number of Ukrainian refugees compared to other European countries, because most people want to stay in a neighbouring country because they do hope to go home soon. Mm. This is really a comparatively small number of people. And as I say, this is a family scheme. It's people who've already got connection to the UK. We should be getting them here as quickly as possible.
Do you think there'll be any legal recourse further down the line, sort of compensation, that sort of thing?
Possibly, but it depends on the numbers and it depends on the delay. The Home Office probably, as they have already saying, well, you know, cite security concerns and say they had a process in place and it was fair and reasonable. So it's very difficult to say if there'll be any compensation in the future. But that isn't what Nick and Marina want. They want their family here.
Of course
not
they do.
Thing.
I mean, that was the thing. I said, what's it going to mean to you when you get to hug your son? And she just couldn't speak. And I think that just says it all. Do you know what I mean? The stress and pressure they are under, you know, it's completely taking over their lives. You know, Rick was saying they will literally spend all day refreshing their inbox, waiting for some sort of communication from the visa office. Bryony Rest, they're an immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. Well, we did go to the government